Welcome to Sfat Emet, Pearls of Tefillah. So the Sfat Emet today and the Imri Emet are teaching us about Al Netilat Yadai, the bracha we make right away early in the morning, and we also make it before we eat bread. And the Sfat Emet has a beautiful teaching. So this one actually is from the Imri Emet. The Imri Emet teaches is a midrash which asks, let me quote it for you. So, Shlomo HaMelech made two decrees, two gezeros. One, Eruv, he allowed Jews to carry on Shabbat through Eruvin. And the other was Netilat Yadayim, the obligation to wash our hands. So once he made these two decrees, a bat kol screamed out, "Son of man, if your heart is wise, my heart rejoices." In other words, Hashem was particularly happy with the wise decrees of Shlomo HaMelech. So what was so wise about Eruvin and Netilat Yadayim, and what is the link between them? So the Rebbe answers like this. Eruv is from a lashon of mi'urav, being together. Eruv allows Jews to be together, right? Imagine a woman with her baby carriage who wouldn't be able to walk to her friend. But because of the decree of Shlomo HaMelech, she can be together. They can dwell together, have a beautiful Shabbos meal, come to shul, give out. That's Eruv. What's Netilat Yadayim? It is aimed at separating us from the overindulgencies of this world, to sanctify ourselves, to remind ourselves that we're a holy people. Right when we wake up in the morning, we're an Am Kadosh, just like the priests used to have to sanctify themselves with the holy water. We are a holy nation. And while we immerse ourselves in the physical world with our hands, we don't get addicted to the pleasures of this world, be it eating or people or all the silliness of this world. We have to find the balance of being me'urav in the world and yet not being overwhelmed by the world. And that is the wisdom of Netilat Yadayim blessed with Eruv. So again, our practical kavana meditation is that when we wash our hands tomorrow morning, or when we wash our hands before we eat our holy bread, to think about being interacting with the physical world but not being overwhelmed, always being in control. That's a true yid. Okay. We're going to move to Va'ahavta L'Recha, Kamocha, after you wash your hands in the morning. A good Yid takes upon himself, Harini Mekabel Al Atzmi, Mitzvot Aseh Shel Va'ahavta L'Recha, Kamocha, of course. And we all are familiar with the famous Gemara, which asks, what is the main principle of the Torah? Ma Aklal HaGadol B'Torah. And Rabbi Akiva says, Va'ahavta L'Recha, Kamocha. Whereas Ben Azai says, Ze Sefer Toldo Ta'adam. So what's the nature of this debate? What are they really arguing about? So the Sfas Emes teaches that Klal Gadol doesn't just mean this is a great principle. Klal Gadol means if you really want to fulfill this mitzvah of loving your fellow, we have to become part of the Klal, part of the general Am Yisrael, Knesset Yisrael. And that's why it's so important that before we do a mitzvah, that we're doing it B'Shem Kol Yisrael. By the way, I forgot to say, we're learning this Torah specifically. B'Shem Kol Yisrael, for the sake of the whole Jewish people. And specifically, it's the yard site of my one of the Simcha Center members, Bracha. And she asked if I could dedicate the learning to her. So I am to Edith Bat Chaya Sara and Binyamin Mordechai Zitzal. May it be, all this Torah be ma'ala them to a holier place in Shemayim. In any case, when we do a mitzvah, we have to do it B'Shem Kol Yisrael and become part of the Klal Yisrael. True Kedusha is only when we're doing it for the sake of the Klal. That's why the mitzvah of being holy was given to the whole Jewish people, to the Kehilah of Am Yisrael. And this is the essence of Aftoriacha Kamocha, of connecting yourself to Klal Yisrael. And as I say, it's not just good enough to connect yourself to Klal Yisrael today. We have to connect yourself to all the generations of mankind throughout all the years that any mankind has been around. That's the higher level. Kabbalt. What a beautiful shot. And of course, the Lamaisa is A, to say B'Shem Klal Yisrael before every mitzvah we do, especially before tefillah, and for learning Torah. But also, just imagine before you start your day to join hands with all of Am Yisrael, before you do any mitzvah, to imagine that you're joining hands with all of Am Yisrael. The more we verbalize it, the more we think about it in our minds, the more real it becomes. And Bezrat Hashem, with that kavana, we can bring a lot of achdus to our neshamas, join in as part of Am Yisrael, and bring Shefa Brown to all of Am Yisrael. So we'll stop here. Bezrat Hashem, we'll come back very soon with more of Haftoriach Kamocha, teachings of the Sfas Emes. Hope you enjoyed practical teachings of the Sfas Emes and the Imri Emes today on Netilas Yadayim and Haftoriach Kamocha. If you are enjoying this, please, you know, send this little Torah out to your friends. Sign up for the podcast or for the WhatsApp group. And have yourself a beautiful day of Ahavta Lerech Kamocha, and sanctifying yourself like a holy yid.